Hi, Jim Sipo in the morning, the Sip Dude. Oh, I feel a little sleepy today, kind of like the sleeping velociraptor in Jurassic Park. You know, the guy that just is laying back, kind of waiting for the other one to strike. That was a lot of fun. What a wholesome film that is. Coming from Steven Spielberg. An evil, twisted scientist clones DNA samples from prehistoric fossilized bacon strips.
Now showing from Steven Spielberg,
Jurassic Pork.
That's right.
Starring Kevin Bacon and Miss Piggy. Jurassic Pork. Rated P.I.G. Coming soon
to a frying pan near you.
Jurassic Pork.
The Big X, AM 1450, WXVW, Jeffersonville, Louisville.
It is a poor prognosis for the economy. I'm Mark Willis on the Satellite News Network. Wall Street off to a shaky start, the market reacting to the leading economic indicators report, the market down 3 points in quiet trading. This is the Satellite News Network.
Hot, humid weather all week long, along with a daily chance of thunderstorms. This is WXVW staff meteorologist John Belsky. Periods of showers and thunderstorms today. Some may be heavy, high in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, chance of thunderstorms, low 68, up to 90 for tomorrow. With another chance of storms, we'll see temperatures in the lower to mid-90s for Thursday right into Saturday.
In Kentuckiana, we have mostly cloudy skies at 71 at WXVW.
Tune in Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for Byline with Bob McIntosh, brought to you by the Floyd County BFW Post 3281 on Fifth Street in New Albany. Each week, we look at some of the major problems, needs, issues, and events of our listening area. We try to have interesting and provocative guests from Clark and Floyd counties in Indiana and from Jefferson County in Kentucky. And occasionally, we have some well-known figures at both the state and national levels. If you have a suggestion for a good program, please let me know. That's Sunday at 9:30 a.m. for Byline with Bob McIntosh.
1450 WXVW, the Big X.
The station is
out of sight,
but never out of sound.
Here she is,
Diana Ross.
And
the Supreme.
A song called
Baby Love, my baby love. I need you, oh, I need you.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
1450 WXVW.
That is the that's the song. Is someone at the door? Or we're gonna give away the Beatle cards. That was the song. Come in.
Good. Would you be interested in some delicious candy?
Paul Schaefer, nice to see you guys. I'll see you on TV. I wouldn't care for any candy right now, but okay. Now, let's see. Guess what caller you are?
Ken.
Well, you are.
I am?
You am.
Oh, my God.
You won.
Oh, my God.
Your Beatle trading cards. What's your first name?
Maria.
Well, Maria, how long have you been into oldies?
I don't know. I'm 15, and I love them.
Well, all right. Welcome aboard, and we're proud to have you. We're going to mail you some Beatle trading cards, my dear.
Okay.
Coming up, ways to have a good marriage. Or improve the one you have on the Foster Show.
We're Flintstones kids.
Your kid's body is like a little factory running nonstop for one reason, to grow. And unless that factory gets the equivalent of 21 ounces of milk a day, it could be running short on calcium. Get new Flintstones Plus Calcium. More calcium than any leading chewable. And 10 vitamins, too. Make Flintstones Plus Calcium part of a balanced diet. And just watch your little factory run.
Dad needs a place to lean back and snore.
Sears has all recliners on sale this week.
So we got Dad a new recliner at Sears.
They're all on sale, many at their lowest prices of the year. All Catnappers, Straddle Lounger, and Action Lane recliners. Prices start as low as $188.88. Plus special purchase and value priced items, which aren't reduced, are also great values.
He must like his new chair because he never gets out of it.
Save on all recliners through Saturday at Sears Home Life Furniture and some Sears stores. Contact store for availability.
Remember in the movies when Clark Kent would jump into a phone booth and change into a superhero? The transition was amazing, much like the transition Clark Memorial Hospital has been through. For 75 years, we've been a mild-mannered Southern Indiana hospital, quietly caring for our patients day in, day out. Now we're revitalized with advanced technology, innovative new programs, and enhanced capabilities throughout. There are new systems that make sure you receive prompt emergency attention, new facilities for birthing, new ways to care for children. And because we accept most insurance and managed care plans, this quality health care is readily accessible to even more of our Southern Indiana neighbors. Yet with all that's new, including our affiliation with Jewish Hospital, we're still right where we've always been, just off I-65, about a mile north of the Kennedy Bridge. For a whole lot of good reasons, it's a whole new Clark.
Hi, this is Betty Kelly for the Big X 1450, inviting all shoppers out to the Value Market at 7519 Outer Loop on Friday between 3 and 4 p.m. I will be at the Value Market Outer Loop with great tasting samples of Field Premium Kentucky Ham on sale this weekend for $1.99 per pound at all Value Markets. That's $1.99 for Field Premium Kentucky Ham. Come on out and join me this Friday for samples, money-saving Field coupons, and prizes. See you at the Value Market this Friday, 3 to 4.
When the Reds take a night off, join me, David Rishar, for the sports panel. We'll talk with the biggest names in the business of sports each weeknight from 7 till 10 here on Greater Louisville's first all-sports station, The Big X, AM 1450 WXVW, beginning Friday, April 1st.
1450 WXVW, The Big X, the station is out of sight but never out of sound. Good time oldies.
I just discovered your station about 2 weeks ago, and I really enjoyed it. I think you guys are doing a great job.
Hey, you guys got one of the finest libraries of good old music that I've heard for a while.
Tell your friends about us. We'll switch them over for free.
J-Box.
The Big X, AM 1450, WXVW, Jeffersonville, Louisville.
I'm Mark Willis in the news this hour. An unidentified American aid worker has been kidnapped near UN headquarters in Mogadishu. The Red Cross in Somalia says the abduction followed a shootout that killed a Somali bodyguard. So far, there has been no ransom demand made. Prices opened higher, but hope for a quick stock turnaround fizzled today as investors worry about rising interest rates. Moments ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 42.5 points in very heavy trading. In its final revision of business activity in the fourth quarter, the government says the economy grew at a brisk 7% annual rate, down from the previous estimate of 7.5%. But the best quarter in close to a decade and a pace economists say is almost impossible to maintain. In other reports, economists say corporate profits jumped 8.5% last quarter, while new unemployment claims fell by 10,000 last week. Before turning in for the night, Japanese television watchers heard that Los Angeles police had arrested two suspects in the weekend carjack killings that sent waves of anger rippling across the Pacific. The double murder of the two students from Japan had created an international incident in a city already that had well-publicized problems. Police Chief Willie Williams says the victim's Japanese ancestry had nothing to do with the crime. As it stands now, he says robbery is the motive. The Commerce Department today announced the development of a system to expand severe weather warnings from 70% to 95% of the country. Vice President Al Gore attended the announcement and explained how the new system works.
With a remote signal, the radio is turned on, it emits a warning tone, and then transmits the information needed for the individuals to take shelter, to move to a safer structure, or to take whatever other action is indicated to protect themselves.
Outside Hebron, thousands of Jewish settlers paid tribute to Dr. Baruch Goldstein, the gunman who carried out the West Bank Mosque massacre. This is the Satellite News Network.
Warmer weather in our forecast for WXVW. I'm meteorologist John Belsky. Clearing skies, a lot of sun for today, high 55, clear 35 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high up to 62. And for the weekend, partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm late Saturday. Saturday's high 67. For Easter Sunday, partly sunny and cooler with a high of 58.
Thank you, John. We have mostly sunny skies throughout Kentuckiana, and we record 45 degrees.
It's the Channel 15 Public Television Super Auction 1994, coming your way Tuesday, April 5th through Sunday, April 10th. Tune in Tuesday through Friday from 7 p.m. until midnight. Friday is Southern Indiana night, and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. is the Children's Auction. It all winds up on Sunday from 3 p.m. until midnight. Thousands of items will be auctioned off to the highest bidder, so don't miss your chance to bid and buy. All proceeds go to support the quality programming you see every day on your public television station, Channel 15.
1450 WXVW, your official oldie station with absolutely the best music in Greater Louisville.
Bo Matthews inviting you to join me, along with Warren Scott and Steve Petty, this evening between the hours of 6 and 10 as we take all the old records off of the shelf here at WXVW and change over to our 24-hour sports format. There'll be prizes to give away, special interviews, all we need is you. So join us this evening between the hours of 6 and 10 on the Big X WXVW.
You're listening to Cincinnati Reds Baseball on your station for sports. The Big X, AM 1450 WXVW, Jeffersonville, Louisville. Serving the metropolitan area with the best of sports coverage.
It's a grand slam home run.
Reds Baseball, brought to you by Smooth Bush Beer and Easy Drinking Bush Light. By the Ashland Oil family of companies, urging you to get involved. By Nationwide Insurance, Nationwide is on your side. By Delta Airlines, the official airline of the Cincinnati Reds. By Coca-Cola Classic, always a hit, always Coca-Cola. By your local Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, and Jeep Eagle dealers. And by JTM Quality Frozen Meats. Grill them, you'll love them.
Cincinnati Reds Baseball is brought to you locally by Commonwealth Dodge, the dealership of the future, Stumbler's Printing on Court Avenue in downtown Jeffersonville, and Suburban Towing and Recovery, the largest towing service in the entire United States.
Now, for all the exciting play-by-play of Reds Baseball, here's Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxall.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Archer Stadium here in Lakeland, Florida. Welcome again to Reds Baseball. Under partly cloudy skies but warm temperatures, the Reds and the Tigers hook up today, and for each ball club, the final time that they'll be playing down here in the Sunshine State in spring training 94. For the Reds in this windup in Florida, it'll be right-hander Eric Hansen against Tiger righty Mike Moore. And we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups in just a moment.
Things haven't been the same since the day the music died. And this is Don McLean. And God bless.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance. Maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Let me hear that song. I love it.
We'd like to thank you for listening to our show tonight. Warren Scott, Bo Matthews, Mark Deering, Steve Petty, and Rachel, all here at the WXVW studios. One last thing before we go to all sports. You are listening to AM 1450 WXVW Radio, Jeffersonville, Clarksville, New Albany, and Louisville.
Good night.
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Jim Hale. President Clinton today signed into law his GOALS 2000 education reform plan designed to upgrade the quality of public education in the U.S. The voluntary program for schools is to establish world-class standards in reading, writing, math, and science, history, geography, foreign languages, civics, economics, and the arts. Schools that take part will share in $1 billion to reform the current education process. From the Washington News Desk, I'm Jim Hale.
Welcome to the Big X, AM 1450 WXVW. Now, all sports radio for Greater Louisville.
This is
information is brought to you by Ridgeway International Products, a multinational company. Please be prepared to call the 800 number.
Hey, listen to this. Ridgeway International. A great business idea today for a successful tomorrow by investing in yourself.
A great business idea?
Yes, as a distribution center for natural products dedicated to your well-being.
Let me see that. Ridgeway International welcomes individuals willing to begin networking and multi-level marketing and be rewarded with long-term financial benefits as distribution centers for natural herb-based products for personal care, skin care, nutrition, and weight management.
Hey, the time's right. I mean, if our goals are a better quality of life.
And potential financial security.
Call Ridgeway International, 800-667-1149.
1-800-667-1149.
Challenging you to be your best. Ridgeway International. Currently reviewing serious inquiries only. Call 800-667-1149. Requirement $35,000. Partial financing available.
Hello, everybody. I'm Fred Wall, and join me every day right here on the American Sports Radio Network, Monday through Friday, for Sports Talk. Now, if you have an opinion, this program is definitely for you. So it's Sports Talk, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 Pacific, that's 5 to 7 Eastern Time, right here on the American Sports Radio Network.
From Midtown Sundries in Charlotte, North Carolina, the American Sports Radio Network and Inside Hoop present the National Championship Coaches Forum with your host, David Grizzard, along with special guests Al McGuire and Bill Raftery. You'll hear from many of your favorite Division I college coaches and more. The Coaches Forum is brought to you in part by Castrol GTX and your local Pep Boys, by National Car Rental, by Reebok, and by Powerbar. Call 1-800-697-2346. Now, here's your host, David Grizzard.
Welcome once again to the Midtown Sundries Restaurant and Bar from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're here to talk some Final Four basketball. We're here on the NCAA Inside Hoop Championship Coaches Forum, ready to talk some college basketball coast to coast with many of the people, as the opening said, many of the people you've seen on the sidelines. It's college basketball year. Art, Final Four is coming up, and as it says in the newspaper, it says we might not be the city that stays up all night, but we'll try and give them a run for their money. These people are ready for some Final Four action.
Charlotte is coming alive, of course, with the invasion of coaches, the media, the fans. It's already begun, this invasion. A city of some 500,000 people is really beginning to burst at the seams. I'm not sure you can find a decent hotel room within miles of this place. And I know the ticket scalpers are happy right now.
Yeah. I'm wondering, can I borrow 5,500?
There's only 22,800 seats in the Charlotte Coliseum, which is one of the most beautiful facilities, but that has the scalpers going. It was only back in 1993 that they put that regulation in, that an arena had to have at least 12,000 seats. But they're so far beyond that right now. There'll be an exciting Final Four, though, here in Charlotte. Great basketball country.
This hour, stay tuned, because we're going to be joined by a coach that knows a little bit about the Final Four. He took the whole thing back in 77. Does it seem that long ago? 17 years ago.
It doesn't.
Al McGuire and Mark Pitt took the national championship. We'll hear from the coach in just a few moments. We'll also be joined by Pat Kennedy of Florida State University. Talk a little bit about the Noles, how they fared this year. He actually brings one of his star pupils, Charlie Wartz, here for the NABC All-Star Game. That should be some excitement.
And maybe a couple of words from Inside Hoop originator Jay Eck.
Jay, we'll throw a few on me. Jay's got 5,500. I know I can get a ticket on that, Jay. Come on, Jay.
Come on. See that bag of money he had today?
Too much. Apparently, he gave away to somebody. We're going to ask over lines as well. Listening from coast to coast, if you've got a comment or a thought, dial us up at 1-800-697-2346. 1-800-MY-RADIO. That's the number. We'll take a break. We'll continue. Charlotte, North Carolina, the road to the Final Four will continue here on the American Sports Radio Network.